וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני בלטורים, the famous בלטורים וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני לא הודיע לאל מיני כסיב אלה המצווס וסומך לי במדבר סיני לא אמר אם אין אודו מיישים עצמי כמדבר אינו יכול לידע תורה ומצוות. אם אין אדם מיישים עצמו כמדבר, אינו יכול לידע תורה ומצוות. התנאי to be מקבל תורה is מיישים עצמו כמדבר. Makes himself that is nothing. Then the תורה comes over. Then the תורה is מסחבר תורה. A lot of people, everyone knows that the whole time. If you make simatz, make a meatball, then the teir is mischabel. The person never really does it that he becomes a meatball. Yeah, vada, make simatz, make a meatball. But what means make simatz, make a meatball? What is make simatz, make a meatball? As a bacher. I don't know yeshiva or the biske yeshivas that he fought with his parents to sit and learn. His parents didn't allow him to sit and learn. He came maybe 5-6 years ago to yeshiva, wanted to sit and learn. And the Balaam lots of his yeshiva. Against his parents, he came. And I took him to a Muslim tzvi, he was accepted in yeshiva. After a month, the FBI was on top of me. The parents complained that it's a cult and the kid is kidnapped by me. That's amazing. Some people, the kids are, we saw that it was mamish. I couldn't handle the pressure. And with the Gedalim in America, we decided to send him in Baltimore. So like this was a pshara with his parents. We'll be in Baltimore. So the college there, Ahirahim. So they were masking him then. Went to Baltimore. Then Baruch Hashem learned it for a couple of years. We were chavrus with the yeshivas and everything. Ready to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Went to one of the biske yeshivas again. His parents fighting him with the ganze starkeit. I'm very, very close to him. So the first week he arrived, he's in a yeshiva somewhere. I won't say the name of the yeshiva. So he called me, I arrived. You know, it's very hard. You know, he came like a week into this man. Doesn't have chavrusas, but he's learning. Then the second week he calls me, already has a morning seder chavrus. I already had a second seder, not yet night seder. So I thought it maybe come for Shabbos. So not yet. I said, for what are you waiting? He says, it's so hard for me. If I leave, I know I will never stay in yeshiva anymore for Shabbos. Let me just suffer till I get used to it. Then I'll go away for Shabbos. If I go away for Shabbos, I will never stay in the yeshiva for Shabbos. Let me just suffer it more. So the guy comes to the house of money. The mamish roid of him. I felt the redifus in the month that he was here. I couldn't handle the matzah. This is meisim atzmoy kemir. If I can't, the weeks that it's hard, you stay in yeshiva. After your mamish used to learn in yeshiva every Friday, every Shabbos, then. Not the first week, Shreshra, go away for Shabbos. This is Meisim Atzmei Kehal. Meisim Atzmei Kemit, but it's hard. Chavrusa went away, I'm left myself. Kemitbo. Meisim Atzmei Kemitbo. This is the secret. Meisim Atzmei Kemitbo. Pasuk is Mamshich Se'u Esroish Kaladaz Bnei Yisroel. The mispar shem is called Zohar legulgoloisom. Gulgoloisom is the head. It's called the gulgolus. Afur ha gulgolus achas tzofa pleamai. Omar lo yal deatfa chatfuch b'soif matfayich yatfun. Because you killed, they killed you, and they will kill him. So every time it says legulgoloisom, when the count Shevet Levi later.
if koyled me lady ben khoydesh ve malo kol zocho ve ben khoydesh ve malo tifkede. Doesn't say le gul geloysa. Doesn't say le gul geloysa. Fayd khasim sefer, why here it says le gul geloysa? And there it doesn't say le gul geloysa. Shevet Levi. So it brings me to the Ibishitz for different mefarshim. The Gemara in Menachos Lamed Zayin declares a shaila. If a person has two heads, he has to put on two tefillin. Ukshautom lo isvayu letoyde for his ben einecho. He has one ben einecho here, and he has another ben einecho here, right? So he has to put. Ben einecho. Or not. One ben einecho, it's okay. If someone has three hands, it's not a shiloh. Shalom lo is al yotcho. Yad keh. Find out what is the weakest one, put it down. But ben einecho, he has two ben einecho. Zag de Gemara, it never happens. Because if you have two heads, you die after in a year. Till the bar mitzvah, you die. And then the Gemara has a shiloh, they have, they don't have. Not that they call it Sammy, they don't get your hand out to the whole Zachar. The one says, one came, and it's one of them, Amiroi poured hot water on one head, the other head yelled, he told him it's one person, two people. I'm not going out to the whole shot. But the Gemara says it doesn't happen. Then the Gemara clears the Shaila, the Moshe Pidin Abed. If the father has to give two or not? The Gemara says you have to give ten. It says in Pidin Abel, le gul guloiso. Every gul gulis is chayv and chamish asloy. The parasha Pidin Abel says le gul guloiso. Shemayna le gul guloiso. Lekartu chamish shkolim le gul guloiso b'shekel ha-koydesh. So the Gemara says, Pinaben, yes. But he will not live to bar mitzvah. It's when you counted Bnei Israel, you counted them when they were 20. So you could count the heads, don't worry. You'll never have two people in one number. There's only every person only has one head. Shevet Levi was counted for 1 month. If the tail say legul gulaysom, you will have to count some people twice. So the Torah was makpid to write, there you only count the people, you don't count the gulgoyles. You don't count the gulgoyles. So it's taken interesting. The shaila is when they made the opinion of the Levim, if they were paid the Levi the gulgoyles or not. The Chasam Sefer himself is cholik and Rabbeinu Sinai Bishitz, he brings on a different teretz, that in Klal Yisrael, Moshe counted the gulgoyles. In Shevet Levi, it says that Moshe, how he could count, the Gemara says, how he will know babies 1 month, when he will go into the house, pastish. The Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu standed on Pesach HaOyel, and the basket said how much people are there. So he didn't count heads. When he counts the people, you count the heads. He didn't count the heads. The posuk is mamshich, and the counting of Klal Yisrael, and it says ve'ele shmonis ha'anoshim li'isochor nesanel ben tzuor v'naftali ve'achoynim olo mate yisochor v'nasi livne yisochor nesanel ben tzuor mate zvulun v'nasi livne zvulun eliyev ben chayla. So yisochor comes before zvulun. The same thing in the Dgolim, Yisochor is before Zvulun. Soif Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu, gives a broche, Zvulun is before Yisochor. Yaakov gives broche, Zvulun is before Yisochor. So we have a stira. In Parshas Bamidbar, in the counting and in the Dgolim, Yisochor is before Zvulun. And the brachas of Yankiv Avinu and Bereishis and Moshe Rabbeinu and Dvorim, Zvulun is before Yisochor. Zog discovered the Rebbe, famous word. Avada Yisochor is before Zvulun. It can't be that the guy that supports is choshev like the guy that got supported. If it's so important to support him, so he's the main. Yeah? The Iker Neder is Alam Oshtarki from the Kinuin. Yeah? So Yisochor comes before Zvulun. But Legabi, the Broche, the Parnasa comes from Zvulun. Given the Zvulun, the Parnasa first. And the money comes from Zvulun. So Zvulun is kind of for the Broche. Same thing as some Sefer says, and our parsha Yosef is Ephraim is before Menashe. In Chalukah Soaretz, Menashe is before Ephraim. So Menashe and Ephraim said also that Ephraim was sitting and learning, Menashe was running the Parnasa. So in the Chshivas, Ephraim is before Menashe. Yaakov Avinu changed the brachas, Menashe, Ephraim before Menashe. But Legabi Chalukah Soaretz, Legabi Parnasa, Menashe is before. This is what I think everyone knows. And I want to be masbir, a very tifazach, very tifazach. It's not stam that Yisochor is before Zvulun. Zvulun gets a schar. Zvulun gets a schar in the Torah of Yisochor. Because he's machshiv Yisochor. Because he feels, I have a schus to support Torah. If this Zvulun doesn't feel that there's a chashivus to support the Zvulun, the Yisochor, he doesn't get a schar. He doesn't get a schar. There's the famous vote of the Magid. Person comes, he was Melamed Schus after it. Person comes to the Shemayim, says, I want schar. What do you want, schar? I dab in 5 days, so you're gonna give him 20 shekel. I say 20 shekel, I dab in 5 days, 20 shekel. So does make sense? 20 days, the schar is 20 shekel. I was sure he has $20 million for 10 days. I told him, listen, why did Friday you miss? I went to sleep late. Oh, why I went to sleep late? Well, so I was schmoozing and that. I wanted to save some money, so instead of taking a taxi back from where I was, I walked my foot. How much money you save? 10 shekel, 20 shekel. So you miss shachris because you wanted to save 20 shekel. Because the shachris is not worth for you more for 20 shekel. So we don't pay you more for 20 shekel. A guy in the middle of Seder, you ask him why he's not in Seder. He's in Masada Sudas for Shavuos. You know, to make some phone calls. It's Masada Sudas. So morning Seder is worth a Sudas Shavuos. What is a Sudas Shavuos? Some comfort with some cheesecake, yeah? Hopefully a different Sudas, yeah? Does the ganze learning by you? Is it called a piece of comfort? So we'll give you a piece of comfort. For chashuv is suda, someone invites you to Rechavia, so you go to Shabbos to Rechavia instead of singing learning. Chashuv, what do you eat there? Schnapps, what do you get there? So 4 hours of learning is worth for you a piece of cake. The Shemayim will give you a very chashuv piece of cake. The Zvulun gets a schal in the Yisochor if he feels that it's chashuv. But if you feel, I'm Zvulun, I'm Mr. Zvulun. The Yitzhahore has a koyach otsu. How he steals the schar from Zvulun. How you support Torah, you get a schar. He makes the Zvulun to feel, ich bin Zvulun. He makes the Zvulun to feel, I'm Zvulun. I tell Alamo, Talmidim, that some of them that made money, or people that I know that made money, come to the house. Sometimes I tell them I feel so bad for you. I said before I leave, I want to tell you that you will never get schar for your money. I said, why? If Obama, the president in one of the countries, will come to your house, where he will sit? The top of the table or the side of the table? I said, honestly, knock at the door, and you see Obama. Sure, you put him in the dining room, the guys are chashivus, right? Why the Talmud Chacham, you're sitting at the top of the table, he's sitting there and you're writing the check? The Talmud says, you think that you're more chashuv than that Talmud Chacham. So your schar in the Olam Haba will be not more from the money that you have. So the guy says, at least you have a nice house. Maybe. This is the limit. And you don't think that this is more chashuv from what you have. Obama, you think that he's more chashuv from what you have.
So, who I'm Michael, but he's Obama, yeah? I'll not sit on the table, let him sit on a short chair near me, yeah? He's the president. So I'm Machshiv more. So you're not a Tumich Torah. Sometimes you go to big events, you see all the Gdelim, and you see the Gvir there. I feel so bad, he's not getting your schar for the whole thing. I mean, in the back of it, there's like five more rolls of different Tamid Chacham. He thinks he's more Chashiv from all of them. He's not a Tumich Torah. He's a big Baal Tzedakah, nice. We'll get a couple shekels upstairs. The guy looked at me and I said, I'm only telling you because I love you. You're anyway giving the money. Change your attitude. Maybe you're getting lamada. So one of the Gdolim told me that this is the Yitzhahore. He goes to the Gvirim. And to the Neteire, all of us, he tells us, Friday afternoon you don't have to learn. You have to rest now. You have Kayach Vashvois. Yeah? Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, you learn tomorrow, he tells you. Shabbos afternoon, he tells you, you learn Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, he tells you, you learn Sunday. Yeah, this is his koyach. If you don't go to sleep, you'll be tired. If you don't sleep Shabbos afternoon, you'll be tired. All of all, yeah? Yeah, he has a sprach. It's a role of big sprach. This is his koyach. To the Gvirim, this is what he tells them. This is what he tells them. This, take that, take this, take that. The guy goes outside, he spends $4,000, he buys up a meal. Abu Chacham comes and gives him $100, but things are very hard these days. Maybe things are very hard. It's not Stami Socher is before Zvulun. If you put Issachar before Zvulun, then you zeichen the schar for Zvulun. But if you don't put Issachar before Zvulun, you will not be zeichen the schar. Besides, be careful. Chaim says, Eitz Chaimi lamachazikim bo. Lamachazikim bo. They feel that they're holding on to the Torah. This is Eitz Chaim Machazikim Bo. But if they think that they're holding the Torah, there's no Eitz Chaim. It's not Eitz Chaim. It's very nice. Nice people. To be zeichet to the Torah, you have to have Eitz Chaim Machazikim Bo. When a person feels like that, then take his zeichet. In the end of the parsha, it's a very interesting psukim. People are not so aware to what goes on in the end of the parsha. When they carried the kelim, they would cover the kelim. It was two kinds of clothing that they would put on the kelim when they carried the kelim. It was a beged cheles and it was a beged oir tachash. All of the kelim, they put them in beged tcheles, and they put a beged oir tachash milemalo. They covered it with beged psil tcheles, the oir tachash milemalo. Chutz from the oroi. The oroi was oir tachash milemato, the beged tcheles milemalo. I want to read it. ובו ארון ובו למנסי המחלס ונוסנו וכיסו וירידס הפרויכס וכיסו בו אסאורן האידוס ונוסנו עליו כיסו ירתחש ופורסו בגד תחיל תחילס מלמעלה תחש בגד תחילס מלמעלה והשוך על הפונים בגד תחילס ופורסו על המלב והשוני וכיסו איסה ומכסו עיר תחש ולא קחו בגד תחילס כיסו סמנוירו ונוסנו אויסו וסקול כלאו אל מכסו עיר תחש על המזבח הזו יפרסו בגד חילס וכיסו אויסו במכסו עיר תחש ונוסנו סקול כלאו תרש וכיסו אויסו במכנה תחש ונוסנו אויסו סקול הכלים על המזבח הנחושס ופורסו עלו כיסו עיר תחש. So everyone was a beged cheles and kisu yol tachash. If we medayek shtark,
If we be daik shtark, it's also different in the loshen. Beged tcheiles, the kisui, a cover, a beged, a clothing from tcheiles, the kisui, a cover, mitachash milemalo. All of the kelim beged tcheiles milemato, or tachash milemalo. Chutz from the oroin, or tachash milemalo, beged tcheiles milemalo. So the Netziv says a word, famous word of the Netziv. The Netziv says, Tcheles is mare kisa akobe, the ribbon is shalom, the malam derech hateva. The oil tachash was a protector to save from rain and dust, strong leather cover. Can't get scratched, you know, when the big movers move things down. Oil tachash was protecting. So it goes. All of the kelim, menoiro, shulchan, amesamel, menoiro is pilpulo, shulchan is parnose, mizbeach chochme. All of these things, be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But, zederech hateva, it looks regular. So the tachash is a regular protector. You put inside the tcheles, and Rabban is not the Rabban Hashem. But, oroin is fakert. Loim de'atere, Ledoirois was benes oimdi. Haori noises noiso. And Teire in Yeshivas all of the years is 99% siyata dishmaya, 1% of ishtadlis. And all of the avoiners, 99% ishtadlis, 1% we see the ashgoche. And Teire is 99% ashgoche. And the Teire, the tcheles is outside. And the tachash is inside. You have to know the ma'alach of the yeshivas is al pines, a little bit ishtadlis. But this is the ma'alach of yeshivas. The ma'alach of the andere zachen is ishtadlis would be tochen in emunah and b'yiroil. It's a nice word that I don't see. But I want to say a beautiful word from my shper of Avraham Gurwitz al pide Malbim. The Malbim says, and it's one of the nicest things that I heard from him. The Malbim says, why the Tcheles was outside in the Oroin? The Loshon Malbim is, Ki Kedusoso Yishel HaOroin, Sheze Yotzitz Betzeva HaTcheles, Doimel HaRekia, Boikea, Gam BeMatzpunov. All of the things in the world, the Kedusha is inside the Beis HaMedrash. The Kedusha is inside the house. You left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not Kodesh. You left Yerushalayim, it's less Kodesh. You left Eretz Yisrael, it's less Kodesh. The Kedusha is inside. The Kedusha is inside. It's protected. Fakert, we have Dorim, the boundaries that the Kedusha is protected. The Oroin, the Kedusha goes out. When a person sits and learns in the Beis Medrash, it's Mashpia of the ganze Welt. We said it a couple times, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, when a yeshiva bocher is sitting and learning, so the student in Paris keeps Shabbos, and the yeshiva bocher schmoozes in the middle of Seder, the student in Paris on Shabbos already is smoking a cigarette. Shiva Bacher gets up 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, the guy skiing the Alps already on Shabbos. It goes direct. The Torah doesn't have the Beis HaMedrash. You sit and learn, and you put the mechitzes, you put the Oir Tachash, but the Kedusha peps out, and is mashpia of the ganze Welt. You cover yourself with Tachash, but the Tcheles is around it. Who is the biggest askin, the Talmid Chochem? Who is the biggest batzloker, Reb Chaim Kanievsky? And not because Vad HaRabbonim. Because it's his learning is mashpia of the ganze Welt. Kol ha'olam nizem bishvil chanino bni. Vechanino bni dai lebekav charuvim erev Shabbos leerev Shabbos. The Torah is mashpia for the ganze Welt. So in the Oroin they put a tchelis outside of the protector, outside of the gvulos. Avada, you have to be protected with Or Tachash. You have to be close on the Beis Medrash. Chas v'sholem, not to be outside. Chas v'sholem. But don't think that it stays inside. I have a friend. His name is Talansky. Older man. He's busy in government, back in Tayyab, jails, all different people. It's an older man. So I took my son over to him last week. Late 70s. He's a very successful businessman. All different things in his life. I told my son, I want to tell you. When you go from Far Rockaway to Lakewood and you pass on the way to New Jersey, there's all different towns. You could drive into every town and ask where is the great shul, the great synagogue. You'll find big shuls, young Israel, 1,000 seats. Find out who is the rabbi, great people. I'm saying this is Lasha. Great rabbis, Kosheila. Nothing is there. Nothing is left in that city. Empty shuls, empty school day, Gomish. Every city that had a little yeshiva has a whole Mokum Terah today. I came to Far Rockaway, Far Rockaway yeshiva, look what happened. Now he joined the Maisa. Go to Lakewood. Go to every place. Go to Mons. Every place was a yeshiva. Became a town. He said, when I was young, I didn't understand. I thought to myself, the place that is a choshev a rabbi, 1,000 balabatim go to shul, that will be a city. 20 boys that are sitting and learning in the little basement, that I know that afternoon they play baseball sometimes, but no one sees. I was sure that nothing will be stayed from it. The rabbi means for himself, he wants to shtel it. But I want to tell you, this wins. The Torah is mashpia. Not because by night they learn what about Abatim in the city. Look what Lakewood Kehillah did in Los Angeles. Look what Lakewood Kehillah did in Chicago. It's not normal. He says, I'm an old man. I saw it in my eyes. I told my son, he's been my mitzvah in 4 weeks. I want to tell you, this is what counts. Not the praying and not the other things. He said in his prop, yeah? Sitting and learning in a yeshiva, this is what makes it. I don't know the answer. So then he finished his book. I'm a businessman. If I would know it then, I would invest in real estate in the right places. These towns are worth nothing today. Some, they got it. They're all different colors. Yeah? Nothing. It's worth nothing. It's worth nothing. The Torah is closed out. You could cover it with tachash. 20 bochum in the basement. The Torah is mashpia and the Torah to tzorosh and the malbim. כי קדושו סוי של האורוין שזה יוציץ כצבע תחילס דוי מלריקיע. Now the parasha brings down es mata levi lo yisifkot posuk memtes פרק א' posuk memtes Smate Levi lo sifkoi ves roishum lo tisa zok trashi kedayu ligyoinu shel melech li yisnim ne levado. You count them separately. I've added them before. She has a lot of kashas. Anyway, they had to be counted separately because they count from 1 month and everyone will count from 20. It will not be an equal number. We have 5,000 people. It's not a number. If in one group you count all the ages, in one group you don't count, it's not called. You want to know how much people you have in the place. So you can count every person, you can count every 20 years old. But if you count from one group 20s and one group everyone, so this is a Chavim learns that does good for the pshat. דובר אחר, צוף הקדוש ברוך הוא שעשיד עולם עוד גזירו על כל הנימנים מבין 20 שנה ומעלו שיומוסו במדבור. אומר, אל יהיו אלו בכלל, לפי שהם שלי, שלא יתורו בעגל. So the question is, if they לא יתורו בעגל, so anyway they will not die. So why not to count them? They're anyway not going to die, because לא יתורו בעגל. So if they לא יתורו בעגל, so they're not going to die. זוגן מפורשים ברחיים הקודש אז מרמז if it's a gzeire and klal Yisrael everyone becomes a part of the gzeire the only way is that they were counted separately ברחיים הקודש says this is the pshat וישוע בן נון וקולו בן יפונה חויו מן האנושים אשר הולכו לא סור הסעורת a lot of people stayed All the people that are over 60, all the people, the tenants is yet. But Yeshua ben Nun v'Kolev really had to be a part of the Gzeira. And they, because they were Meisar Nefesh, they went out of the Gzeira. They managed to get out of the Gzeira. This is the Indian Alamol to make a Mechor. Why we make a Mechor? People come to use the Kaisel. So we make a Mechor. Why we make a mechor? What bothers us? Apol meshugoyim, apol leitzim. The teretz is, if you don't make a mechor and it's chilul hakodesh, you are part of it. And maybe you get punished a part of the klal. If you don't want to be punished a part of the klal, the only way not to be punished is. I'm moitzi atzmi min haklal. I'm not a part of it. Then you don't get punished. But if you put yourself to be a part of the klal, so you get punished. Even if it's not your fault, Moshe, I'll say, Moshe, a guy will sell food outside yeshiva. A guy will sell chant outside yeshiva. Yeah, the yeshiva doesn't let, it's a chutzpah. It's wrong. So the guy will say, but he's anyway selling. So you're right. He will get punished terribly. Yeah? 6,000 people are sitting there. 8,000 people are sitting and learning here, and he's mevazed them. So he has a bigger hand for that. He was told not. He has to leave. If you go to Moshe and you buy by him, so you get punished with him together in Gehenna. Why? You're part of him. If you're not a part of him, you move away from it. Even if you yell on him, say it, so you're not a part of it. But if you buy by him, or even if you stand there and enjoy the matzav, how he fishes out the knedel out of his chunt, so you nenesh. A person has to show that he's not a part of the bad. Avad, when and how we leave it to G'dayle Yisrael to decide. G'dayle Yisrael decide. Till today, the Moshe they never use Nashim for Afghanis. Yesterday night, the G'dayle decided to use Nashim also. Every doll if you dat milchot. Every doll if you dat milchot. But the Musig of Mechoy and Milchome, you have to know, it's not the Pshat, it's Kanois. Hashem said, if Shevet Levi will be counted with Klal Yisrael, so there will be Nenash for the Chet HaEgel. They didn't do it. It's one group. We're separate. The Moshe. We follow our G'dayli. It's people that have different G'dayli, and they don't vote. Why? They hold the same Cheshma. Here's the Memshalas Hashmat. You write that when you vote, you can try from through the parliament to gain a lot. But you vote also. You're also part of this Knesset. There's 120 people that are against Hashem. You're right, some of them are for Hashem. You're part of that group. There's a gzeira on that. You'll be included. You voted. Say, I'm not a part of you. I don't want to be counted with you together. Argdonim hold, you have to save the matzah. Again, it's not a shaila. Some people say to vote, and other people say, no, not to vote. You think like so stupid, not to vote. If they will vote, you know, we'll have more, maybe the whole government will be different. They're not a part of it. These people are Michal Shabbos, Apikosim, we're not a part of them. You can hear it very sharp. We have Chaznish, Baal Kotler, the Paschal, Piskirov, that told us Nishnaze. But the Yisoid stays not to be mischabel to the Rishoyim. So the person goes to a bad dira, it's the same thing. He's a part of a bad dira. He's a part of a bad group. So Rishboa said, don't count them. Don't count them. Well, if you don't count Shevet Levi, they will not be a part of the Gzeira. But if you count them, they become a part of the Gzeira.